Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. His book is called Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. It's an outstanding book I've been telling you about for a long time. I encourage you to get it and read it and benefit from it. Jim, I need your website, please.
It's my name, JimCantarucci.com.
And that's two C's.
There's a lot of leadership information there. We write regularly, so you can spend a lot of time there with all of the kinds of things that you and I talk about.
Yep,
JimCantarucci.com.
So check it out there, folks, and you'll be smarter when you do. So we're talking about challenges don't create character, it reveals character. And that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly right.
It's what you're talking about.
Because that's exactly right.
We're talking about how do you respond when things are stressful? As a leader of an organization, whenever things get tough, how do you respond? Because whenever there is a little bit of a shift, of a quake, of a tsunami or whatever it might look like, people stop and do an immediate about face, turn their head, cast their glance into the corner office to see what's going on. And I mean, even if it's just a moment, they look over to see what you're doing, and however you respond is where they take their cue from, isn't it?
Well, there's no doubt about that. We're modeling behavior at all times. We're always on. Don't get in a fight on the airplane with the person next to you over the overhead bin, because that person might be in the meeting you're going to in a few
minutes.
You know, and it's the same at work, right? We're leading. People are watching us. People sometimes, I mean, I've seen this where we've all experienced it. Is the boss in a good mood or a bad mood? That's going to dictate my day today. Mm-hmm. And the boss doesn't even realize that's happening. And so that's part of the self-awareness we talked about. Do you realize the impact and the implications that you have, even on the little day-to-day kinds of things?
Right.
You know, you had a difficult call with the bank over customer service, and then you go out onto your shop floor. What vibes are you exuding to those people? They're watching. They're hyper aware of you. Are you aware of yourself and realize that you're doing it?
So,
you got some tips.
No,
you don't get out of it because you were stressed. It doesn't count.
Jim, you've got some tips on how we can pay attention to this and take some steps. Help us out.
Sure. I think that first thing is notice. Realize that you're in this situation physically, mentally, that you're stressed, your heart rate's up, et cetera. Know what that feels like in the small cases, in the big cases. Know what that feels like. Stop and then ask a question. What would the calm me do in this situation? What would the calm me do? If I had grace under fire, what would I do? Find out what that is. Figure out what that is. React that way.
Mm-hmm.
So put yourself under fire. Test the process. Notice that feeling. Stop. Ask the question. And then act with grace. This takes practice. It's a skill like anything else.
And see, you can do this.
You can support in the storm.
Jim, I do this even when I'm not even when it's not even around my employees or anybody I may be leading.
Mm-hmm.
If I know I'm about to have a stressful phone call, for example, if one's coming in, there's somebody's not happy, or somebody's got some bad news for me, or I've got bad news for them. You know, I try to get myself into a state that is mm-hmm. It's almost like building a platform from which to stand.
Make that platform
built around things that are productive and positive, right?
Right. You know what your trigger is. In this case, it's a stressful conversation coming up. You feel it. You know that's happening. And then you've created your way to overcome that. And that came from practice and putting yourself in that situation and analyzing your physical and mental state and then making adjustments to that. And what you prove to yourself is that you can control that situation because of that practice. So that's what I'm suggesting we do. Mm-hmm. Find out where your triggers are. What are your limits? Find out the solution that puts you in that correct state to handle it properly. You know, so the question is, can you raise that bar? Can you get better at this just like any other skill?
Well, and some people get the idea that however they're feeling, everybody else gets to know about that. And you know what? Nobody else wants to know that. Nobody, and especially if you're a leader, it's detrimental to your organization to feel like that. Suck it up, rise above your emotions, and step up and be a leader.
And just a caveat, Jim, we're not talking about hiding your feelings, but we're talking about sharing, communicating. So if I'm excited about something, I'm going to tell you why I'm excited. If I'm a little stressed and worried, I'm going to tell you why. We're going to work on that together, just like you did with your team by bringing everybody together. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's just the awareness and knowing the impact that you're having based on your reactions to that scenario is what we're talking about here.
Do you agree with me to stop? Jim, do you agree with me to stop saying I'm slammed?
Absolutely.
Stop saying that, folks.
We're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we're supposed to be slammed.
JimCancellucci.com, folks. Check out his website. We'll get Jim back another day. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.